Well, we all know that FFA leaves a lasting impression on members and that alumni carry the skills they learn in the organization on into their careers. So let's meet former National Officer James Flatt from Tennessee, who is getting back to his roots, running his family farm, while also sharing his passion for the blue and gold.
Well, I'm James Flatt. I was a past National Officer back in 2010, 2011. At Flat Rock Farms, we are primarily a beef cattle operation. So we raise commercial Angus beefs. We're not a registered herd. We also raise dairy goats. We also raise bees, which is just a pure joy. And my eventual goal is to get to where I'm actually selling packages and nucleus colonies of bees and raising queens and rearing queens. But when you get into that number of hives, it is a full-time job. But it's fun. It's interesting to learn about bees just because of what they're able to do. So it's one of those things, as far as a business goes, it starts off slow. It's one of those things that you've got to grow over time, and that's kind of where my goals lie. We also have just a couple pasture pets in the form of two horses, Ginger and Easy, but they're fun to play around with every now and then too. When I started off in high school, I was actually invited to go to our Tennessee FFA camp at Camp Clements the summer before my ninth grade year by Benny Joe McDonald, who was my ag teacher at the time. It was my freshman year when Mr. McDonald got me to do the creed. I had not ever spoken in front of a group of people before. And it was, quite frankly, a phobia of mine at that point in time. So it gave me the ability to communicate with people, both in presentations and just in general in life. So from that point on, I just decided, hey, you know, I wanna try and run for a state office, and was blessed enough to be elected to a state officer position. And then had the crazy notion, hey, why not try a national office? The national officer team that I was a part of is still family to this day. We may not talk as often as we'd like to, but we still all communicate throughout the year. A lot of people think it's the glitz and the glam. That's what they see when they see national officers. But really, what being a national officer is about is being there for the students. And the biggest thing that I can say, being on this side of the fence and being on that alumni side of the fence, it is truly about a network. Whenever you get ready to find those employment opportunities, it's about your network and who you've talked with. And that's that again, it brings in those communication skills and those networking skills that FFA teaches students. It gives them opportunities to go out and find those individuals who could be their future employer or company that they have a passion for and to go to work for. We were always told growing up, you can do anything you want to do. So always keep that in the back of the mind and always go after the things that you want, because we truly can do anything that we want to do. It's just, it takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort, it takes practice, and it takes resources to be able to meet that. And as long as you have a passion for it, you can accomplish the things that you want to accomplish.